Yesterday we lost one of the best American filmmakers ever that's ever lived. Jonathan Demme passed away yesterday. He was only 73 years old. I didn't even know he was sick. He had cancer and he passed away yesterday. He was a remarkable director. He had an incredible humanistic style to his work. There's a lot of heart, a lot of soul in his work. He brought out great performances in actors and actresses. He also was a great documentary filmmaker. He made some incredible documentaries. He was also a great concert film director, having directed three or four of the best concert movies ever made. And his narrative work goes without saying. He started out working for Roger Corman, making B-movies in the 70s, like Caged Heat. He directed Caged Heat, and he directed Crazy Mama. He also directed a trucker movie called Handle with Care, a thriller called Last Embrace. That's where he started out, you know, under the watchful eye of Roger Corman. Roger Corman is a guy who had actually discovered, has a history of having a great eye for filmmakers. You know, he discovered Francis Ford Coppola. He discovered Joe Dante, discovered James Cameron. Just to name a few, and Jonathan Demme was one of the guys that he discovered, and he worked on those genre movies in the 70s. And the first movie that he came out swinging on his own that really established his feel, his style, is a great film called Melvin and Howard. And if you've not seen this movie, you should. It's one of my very favorite Jonathan Demme movies of all time. It is based on a true story about... A real story about a guy named Melvin Dumar, who one night while driving picks up a hitchhiker played by Jason Robards, and it's Howard Hughes. And they have this great moment together. They have this great night in the car together. And then you find out that Howard Hughes named him in his will. And it's about this regular Joe who may be inheriting a fortune. Paul LaMatt is in it. It was the second movie from Mary Steenburgen, who went on to win an Academy Award for it. It is a great, great film, Melvin and Howard. He also directed Swing Shift with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, and that's how they met on the set of that movie. They've been together ever since. Stop Making Sense is one of the most definitive concert movies ever made. Stop Making Sense, Talking Heads. I can't tell you the number of times I went to the Fine Arts Theater downtown and saw that movie in the theater. One of the best concert movies ever made. He did a lot of videos as well. My favorite Jonathan Demme movie came out in 1986, and it's called Something Wild with Jeff Daniels. It was Ray Liotta's film debut. Melanie Griffith was in it. A wholly original movie that was funny and unique and really scary. And it had shifts in tone that a lesser director wouldn't be able to pull off, but he pulled it off. It is a great film. And he also did Swimming to Cambodia, Spalding Gray's one-man show, really great, and Married to the Mob, which actually, oddly enough, Esmeralda was talking about just the other day with Michelle Pfeiffer, another great film. And then the movie that really gave him all the recognition in the world was Silence of the Lambs. I'm not a fan of that movie. It's my least favorite of all Jonathan Demme's movies. But he ended up winning the Academy Award. The movie won Best Picture. It won Best Actress. It won Best Director. It won Best Actor. It won Best Screenplay. It swept all the major awards, and it made Jonathan Demme not just a critical darling and a solid director, but it made him a huge name. He would go on to direct Philadelphia with Tom Hanks, for which he won an Academy Award. Tom Hanks did a really underrated movie called Beloved, which is a terrific and creepy film. He did a couple of decent remakes as well. The Truth About Charlie, which is a remake of Charade, and also the Manchurian Candidate remake. Another great documentary concert movie, Heart of Gold, Neil Young, which was phenomenal. And then one of his best movies was just from like 2009, and it was Rachel Getting Married, which contains one of Anne Hathaway's best performances ever. And it surprised everybody at how serious and how good she was in it. And he directed some TV stuff, including two episodes of one of my favorite shows of all time. He directed two great episodes of Enlightened with Laura Dern. And his last narrative movie was called Ricky and the Flash, which was a music comedy with Meryl Streep. And his last film was another concert movie that he just made last year, Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids, which is a tremendous concert film. He contributed to TV, did documentaries, he did everything. And he did it all with a great heart and great care. I have the pleasure of meeting him a few times, and he was a very, very nice guy. And he was a tremendous filmmaker, one of the best directors ever. Go to imdb.com and check out his 62 credits. He's got 62 credits. And, to celebrate this guy's work and his memory, I would suggest renting or getting or streaming as many of these movies as you can. He was a remarkable filmmaker, and he will be missed. One of the best American filmmakers that ever made movies. So rest in peace, Jonathan Demme. It's sad, and we wish his family and everybody the best. So a great filmmaker, and so there you go. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Dan Feinberg will join us, and we'll talk some TV right after this.